Hey, I have kind of a, you may be the man from the future, but I'm definitely a guy stuck in the past. I need a recommendation for a tablet. I work for a large insurance company, and I need to have password protected, you know, email access, et cetera. I was looking for a tablet where I could do my continued education stuff to keep my licensure, but also access emails. My primary intent is to have the ability to read PDFs and download all my information for licensing to keep it active. But I know if I bring home a tablet, my fiance is going to want to play with it and do Facebook and everything else as well. So I need to have like multiple users or like a partition or something with protection.
That's something Apple has still not introduced. All Android tablets, if they're up to date, if they have the latest Android on them, will allow you to have multiple users.
Oh, okay. I know right now I have like an iPhone 5C and I use iBooks, but my screen's, you know, making me cross-eyed trying to read everything.
Yeah. No, having a so that's good. So you're used to iOS. So you're comfortable with the idea of a tablet, of a touch screen, and you kind of understand the limitations as well.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what your continuing education requirements would be. It may be, for instance, that you have to do an online test or an online something that doesn't work on a tablet but does require a desktop. But if it's just reading PDFs, yeah, anybody can do that. That's not too hard. You might look at getting a Windows tablet, because certainly that'll do more.
Okay.
They're a little expensive. I really like the I'm very happy with the Surface, the Microsoft Surface.
Okay, like a Surface 3 or the Pro?
Either one. The 3 is less expensive. It's, you know, it's more a little lower end, but it's still Windows. And the Pro, of course, is like a Windows PC. I have a Surface Book, which is kind of an interesting compromise. And a lot of companies make these now. They call them 2-in-1s or convertibles. They look like a laptop with a keyboard and everything, but you can detach the screen and use it as a tablet.
Okay.
Yeah, that's more expensive, but it's not a bad way to go if what you want is, I mean, are you replacing your laptop, or this is just an adjunct?
I have a laptop basically for logging in and doing some email stuff.
Right.
But not any of the so much of the work-oriented things, because obviously you got to protect personal information and whatnot. So
you want to something. I think the multiple accounts is exactly right, because you want a business account that your girlfriend can't access. You want her to have her own account so that she doesn't mess with what your system is. And
you're getting mad at me for not sharing.
Yeah. No. Yeah. But that's the way it should be, because this is going to be a work device.
Exactly.
And you might even, in an insurance business, have a fiduciary responsibility to keep some of this stuff private. So
that is exactly it.
Yeah. So that makes a lot of sense. It does eliminate iOS. As you know, there's not multiple accounts. There have been continuous rumors, and I think eventually iOS will have multiple accounts. But for right now, the way Apple thinks of it is one person, one device, period.
That's what I was feeling, and that's when I was looking at it, I just didn't see that as an option.
Yeah. So it means it's going to be Windows or Android. I have to say, having a full blown. Do you use Windows now on your desk, on your laptop?
I use Windows at work, and like your last caller, I love the delete key and right click. I'm a big fan of that.
Yeah, by the way, you can really simulate pretty well on a Macintosh. A right click, you just use a 3-button mouse; it'll work. And the delete key function backspace, or if actually on a Mac it's called delete, so function delete gives you a forward delete delete key.
I was taking notes. Yeah.
Yeah. So you can simulate, but you're right. If you're, you know, look, I am agnostic. I don't want anybody to get what they don't want. It's a personal computer. You get what you want. So it's really a choice. If you're getting an Android device, Samsung's got some new ones that are very nice. I like Google's own products. They're purer. You are going to want to make sure you get Marshmallow. That's Android 6.0 for this multiple user account capability.
Okay.
And I think they're very good. I'm really a fan of Android. There is an Android tablet from Google also that's very interesting, called the Pixel C. I have the Pixel C and quite like it, although a lot of others don't. It's an Android tablet, but you can get a detachable keyboard for it, kind of like the Surface. So really, that's your choice, is should I get an Android tablet or a Windows tablet? There are some excellent Windows tablet. Dell Venue Pro 8 just got updated. It's an 8-inch. It's small. It's very compact, if that's what you're looking for. But it's full Windows. That's another one to look at, yeah. There's some good choices out there, yeah.
Thank goodness. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm glad you called. Yeah, if you it sounds like you like Windows, I think it might be worth just getting a Windows tablet. This is really where Microsoft went. It's one of the reasons people didn't like Windows 8 is that they were kind of annoyed that they had all these tablet-y features in Windows 8. Whoops, let me just pull off my oh, look at that. I crashed my computer by trying to pull the screen off. Okay, the Surface Book still has some work to do. But Lenovo and others make similar two-in-ones where you can detach the keyboard. And the advantage of doing it this way is it's a real laptop keyboard, so you really have a laptop. The disadvantage is it's kind of a cumbersome tablet. It's going to be a bigger tablet. I really like what they've done with the Surface. And if you want smaller, if you want 8-inch, the Dell Venue is very nice.